My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I want to go outside of DC for a second. Brandon Ayuk did not practice today for the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan's been asked about Brandon Ayuk. He has said that he's got a really good relationship with him. He thinks that's going to pay dividends as they try to sort this all out moving forward. That's great. As of now, though, this is a hold-in. He is reported. He's at the facility. You have to report at this point. People act like you can still not show up. Not if you want to pay a lot of money. That's the only way, really, to hold out at this point is to just give the team back millions of dollars. If that's worth it to you, good luck.
You call that the Le'Veon Bell plan.
But the workaround, and I think now it gets to a point where you're kind of fighting with the team and haggling over whether or not you can be fined and how much you'll have to pay, is the hold-in, where you show up, you go through all of the non-practice field endeavors, but you don't actually practice. And that is what Brandon Ayuk is doing. You're seeing this in other places with guys like Jordan Love that want contracts. So Ayuk, squeaky wheel, man. He is trying to get the oil. He really wants San Francisco to trade him. And a lot of people thought now that the season starts, they didn't trade him, he's going to just fall in line and he'll start to prepare for the year and get himself ready to have a monster season. Not yet. He is still agitating. He has decided he will not be practicing. We're going to wait to see what he says today, but there's some reporting that maybe he's going to come out and say, I'm not going to practice without a new deal. That could mean he just doesn't practice leading up to the start of the season. But I wonder if Adam Peters and the Commanders kind of have one eye on what's going on in San Francisco, because we know they were one of four or five teams that were actually talking with the Niners at one point about Ayuk.
Yeah, everybody should be looking. I mean, again, San Francisco still holds all the cards here. You know, it's obviously to their detriment to not have the guy practice before the season starts, but still, they're very much in control, just the way the CBA is written and otherwise. Whether you think that's fair or not, you know, you can take that up with the NFLPA and then the NFL at large. But they're still very much, as I said, in control of this process. And there's very little a player in Ayuk's position can do. This is it. He's exercising his last option. He went to the nth degree in terms of the not real agitators. And what I mean is, this is kind of your last best card. Previously, it's a lot of TikTok and a lot of Instagram and a lot of social media and a lot of, you know, purposely posted video chats or Zooms or otherwise with his buddies, letting everyone know, like, here's the thing that I want that I'm not getting, and I'd still very much like it. Try to put some public pressure on the Niners, which they're adults. They're not going to fall for that or be, you know, foiled by that. They're not going to treat it as too much of a headache for a guy that I think is going to have 1,300 yards and 8 or 9 touchdowns for him this year. But this is kind of his only bit of leverage. Now it's a game of chicken. And San Francisco has done these late deals a couple different times over, so they've done this before. But, you know, for Ayuk, this is probably his one chance to get that massive payday, and it's not in San Francisco's best interest right now, the second, to do it. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I just don't think he gets traded. I still feel the way I've felt for weeks about this. You can throw whatever fit you want to, buddy. You can stomp your feet, and you can lay on the kitchen floor, and you can pout, and you can tell me you're not going to your room. But when I'm ready to, when I'm good and ready, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to throw you over my shoulder. I'm going to take you upstairs and lay you down in your bed, and I'm going to close the door behind me. It's happening. You're playing for me. And the reason is, Danny, I got to win a Super Bowl this year. I am built to win a title. I lost in the Super Bowl last year and the 2 years before that in the NFC Championship game. two seasons before that, I lost in the Super Bowl. So you go back to 2019, over a five-year span, they have been in four NFC championship games, winning two of them, and they have lost both of their Super Bowl appearances. They don't have the luxury of just extending the window and let's be good for as long as possible. Let's not prioritize this season. Let's just make sure we get more bites at the apple in the years ahead. Uh-uh. If you're a GM and John Lynch, when you're just good every single year, but you can't break through and elevate, all of a sudden, you get viewed differently. The fact that you have a team that's really good isn't really what's said about you anymore. It's that you can't win the big one, that you're not the kind of guy that can win a championship. Kyle Shanahan, as a head coach, I think unfairly, is dealing with that at this point as
well. That's
right. Where forget that you're the best schemer, the best play designer. Forget that every player that plays for you says you're the smartest person they've ever been around. Forget that everywhere you go, the team goes to the Super Bowl or as the number one offense before they fire you. He's been a head coach who's been close with no cigar. And because of that, you are around long enough to basically become the villain. They need to win. They have to get over the hump. They have to kick the door down. It's going to be a lot harder to do that without Brandon Ayuk. Now, if somebody wants to call you up and offer you a first rounder next year and a second rounder the year after that, it might be really hard to turn that down when that guy's probably walking after this season. But barring some kind of crazy deal that doesn't really make sense from a suitor that then has to turn around and pay him almost $30 million, it is nearly impossible to come up with a scenario where they're better off trading him in a must-win Super Bowl or bust kind of season, which is what they are right now.
Yeah, the only chance I could say, and I agree, I rubber stamp everything you said. The only chance I could see it a trade is if they go, and I know Ricky Pearsall right now is on the NFI list. That's their own rookie who's pretty dynamic, who's got a lot of promise. That's more of a future role, who's on NFI, our version here. Johnny Newton just got off today, was able to practice. But if he's good to go and he's better than everybody thought, and they're like, we can't mess up the chemistry. And this is a moonshot here. I don't think this is realistic, but this is the only way I could see it, is if they're going, this is too much for us to deal with. We got a great thing going. If he's absent for 7-8 weeks, we're still going to go 6-2 because we got every ingredient you'd want, and this kid's ready to take on a big role, and we like our group. We don't need this headache. Let's move on and get a first rounder for it while we still can. I don't think that's likely. What's 99 times out of 100 likely is, you do what you want, buddy. As many tantrums you want, you get it out. I hear you. You're very upset. I'll see you at practice when it comes time. We got a Super Bowl to win.
And they may even feel, honestly, with him, like practice and the preseason and all that stuff, it'd be nice to have him out there. We got the same quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Got the same offense. I didn't add a whole lot. There's a couple new plays. Got the same offensive line, for the most part, anchored by Trent Williams. You're still running routes with Kittle on your left and Deebo Samuel behind you, deeper running down the field. There's not a whole lot he's got to figure out, so they might say, we'll see you on September 9th.
Yeah.
When we play the New York Football Jets at home on a nationally televised game, when we're going to target you 9 times and you're going to go, 6-for-87 with a touchdown or whatever. That's when we'll see you. So have fun. Get your clicks. Do your engagement farming, all your social media stuff. See what kind of stills you can get from your buddies around the league to post some practice images. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you in week 1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.